any time of the day there is a chance of rain, and it's also a high risk that some of these might become heavy from the northwest province into Gauteng, Limpopo, as well as Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal.
And I believe that Limpopo already has been affected by heavy rains.
Yes, earlier this week, especially the low-felt areas of and escarpment areas of Limpopo, sort of your Vembe district up to Tzanin, as well as places in Mpumalanga, and there have already been reports of floodings in the Kruger National Park. Some of the lodges have been cut off already, and it is a very serious concern to us that we are also expecting further heavy rains as from tomorrow, Saturday, another round of heavy rains on Sunday, and indeed on Monday. So the situation is looking very bad for those areas.
Okay, Ezekiel, I thank you very much for your time this morning. He's a senior forecaster. World-renowned mathematicians, conservationists, and mathematics graduates gathered at Wits University this week to deliberate on research that could curb rhino poaching in South Africa. Now, the aim of the workshop is to formulate a mathematical model to find a solution to the problem and also create awareness of the power of applied mathematics in order to solve business and industry problems. Let's talk a little bit about this. UKZN lecturer Dr. Medad Nochir on the line for me this morning. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you. I'm failing to understand how mathematics can assist in curbing rhino poaching.
Let me point out that mathematics is like a tool to help decision makers to arrive at a proper policy in the world business of rhinos. The idea here is to look at the bigger picture. That means looking at all the actors that comes into the business. We have here the government. We have the people who have their private range and where they get rhinos. And we have the poacher. That's a bad guy, actually, in this business. But it's important to see how these three actors interact with each other in order to understand, actually, how we can solve the problem.
So, in other words, you're teaching us problem-solving methods.
Indeed. The workshop that we're going to finish today, it's called Mathematics in Industry Study Group. That has been organized. This was the 10th edition, and Professor Mason, David Mason, at the University of the Witwatersrand is organizing this workshop all the time. And we've got, throughout the years, many interesting problems from industry, and we've tried to attack them mathematically, and most of the time we had very positive reports from our industry representatives. And
are there though practical suggestions, especially about the rhino poaching problem that are coming through from this workshop, in this regard?
Practical solutions. For now, we looking for solutions. What we managed to do throughout this week was to be able to come up with a model that takes into account all these three actors I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to be able to check these models, and we need to implement the model. And it's when we able to have to do those two things that we'll be able to reach a practical conclusion. So now the study continues. This week was mainly an opportunity for us to set the problems, to see what mathematical tool we need to solve it. And then it's a project that will take more than the 5 days we have for the workshop. But the study continues in the background. But as soon as we're able to have some good results out of our model, we'll definitely communicate.
Just very briefly, and as best as you can, please describe the model for me.
The model consists, as I said, we have three actors.
Mm-hmm.
What we call the extensive manager. Think about it as the government. We have the intensive manager. Think about it as a farmer or a ranch owner. And we have the poacher.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're dealing with a certain populations of rhinos. And the idea is to ask, what is the harvest for each of them? The harvest means, for example, the harvest in rhino owns. And also there is an economic value attached to their activities that can come from the existence value of the rhinos, tourism, trophy hunters, and life sales of rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
And all those parameters are taken into account, and we describe with equations the dynamics of the populations of rhinos of each of the actors, and we combine them and we say, okay, what do we want to solve? For example, to maximize the economic value of the rhinos. And to talk about that, it's important to, and that will actually allow us to ask, do we need to legalize the trade of the rhinos or not? So by solving that model, by maximizing the economic value while minimizing the death of rhinos, we'll be able to come up with an optimal solution to these optimal control problems that we set, that we model the problem with. So our model is actually an optimal control problems, and the questions that we still have at hand is, what can be our control variable? What are the tools that the government has to be able to control and to manage in a more efficient way these rhino industry? And importantly, we want to minimize poaching. We want to minimize the death of the rhinos in the hands of poachers.
Doctor, thank you very much for your time. Fascinating. From solving for X to solving for rhino poacher. That's the mathematical problem.